Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks, Rachel. It sure is great to have you join us on today's weekday podcast. I want to jump right into today's topic on seeing, which is S-E-E-I-N-G, your ability to see. What do you see day by day by day? I know that coming up this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, we're going to have a great day as we gather around and get into the third week of our series in Nehemiah. So please plan to join us. Rachel will tell you all about the service times later today, but I want to grab this one thought. What do we see? How do we see? Listen to what Jesus says, and he says it quite explicitly in the gospel writer John's book, chapter 3, verse 3. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see." And if you have your scripture and you want to underline or highlight that, then you cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless you what? Are born again, you cannot see. There's a big deal that Jesus makes about what we see. You know, have you ever wondered what the difference between a goat and a sheep has? I mean, I've always assumed it's just the same thing, right? Goats, sheep. Goats have more chromosomes than sheep do, 60 to 54. Who knew? Sheep tend to eat foliage low to the ground like grass, while goats like their meals up higher like leaves and shrubs and weeds. Goats tend to be more independent as well, and they're also more ornery. But if you look at how goats eat, then sometimes that's us eating with our heads up. We look around, we're aware of where we are and what's happening around us. Sheep always have their head down when they're eating, and sheep can get killed right next to another sheep that's eating, and they won't be fazed. And that's because sheep are dumb. Now, when you put that into context, then it really gets interesting, because sheep actually have outstanding long-range vision. In goats, they also have excellent panoramic vision. I mean, thanks to this really unusual rectangular pupil, then it allows these animals to be able to see life and actually be able to see behind them because of where their eyes are located. They have a great range of sight. Well, I think our heart is really measured by what we see in this life. Do we see something and our heart is broken for it? Nehemiah saw a need and his heart was broken for it. Occasionally there'll be something in my life where I actually follow the will of God and I see something and my heart is broken, but I wonder if a lot of times I'm like sheep and we have a tendency to keep our head down, focusing on myself and my personal issues instead of using the panoramic vision that God has blessed us with. We know that in God's upside down and unusual kingdom, he values different things than we naturally do. And that truly, seeing the world as God does, requires us to reconsider our value structure entirely. What I just read came from a really great book that I just find fascinating, and it's called The God Impulse. And it's written by a guy that lives here in Atlanta named Jack Alexander, bright guy. But I also read that in a book that John Gill wrote, The Exposition of the Bible, it says that people become incapable of taking in the true sense and meaning of what they see or what they saw. In Greek, the language that the New Testament was originally written in, the word sklerosi, is used meaning hard or scarred. It's where we get the English word sclerosis, where it has multiple sclerosis. It's a hardening of a body tissue, like a liver. Not only do we lose the ability to see, but we lose the ability to feel. My friend, I believe when Jesus told us the story of the Good Samaritan, it's not so much about the people that walked by, it's so much about the Samaritan that stopped. Today, when you look across the world, is your heart moved at something you see, an injustice, a hurt, a sorrow? I believe God is calling followers of Jesus to be able to lift our eyes up, not like sheep with our head down, eating and taking care of our own needs all the time, but our head up with a panoramic view around us that we might be fully and completely aware of where we are and the need that is around us. So my friend, today, maybe your prayer should be, Lord, call me as one of your sheep to look up, to stop worrying about what I want, what I need, and what's for me, but I might see around me and know that you have placed them in my path, that I might be a part of your plan for that person or that need, and that you will give me all I need to meet it. Friend, today, yes, he is our good shepherd, and yes, we are sheep, but I believe he wants us to stop just eating in that green grass and look up and see those around us that we are there to serve. Let that be your prayer today. God, let me see fully around me, and let me be a part of your plan in the people's lives that I encounter. God bless you, friend. My prayer for you is that you will indeed look up and see with a panoramic vision of Jesus what is it he's calling you to do. Rachel, tell us all about services this Sunday. I can't wait to see you at Sugar Hill Church. Or, you know, you can always listen or watch online at live.sugarhill.church. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.